Hey, thanks for walking me back home. I had a great time tonight. Do you want to come in? I have ice cream. Yes, you can totally eat ice cream twice on the same night. Besides, that was restaurant ice cream, and I have home ice cream, and it's tastier, I promise. Great. Let's go. Here it is, my place. Well, I know it's not much, but it's cozy. And it has enough room for a freezer, which is all we need for that ice cream. You can go get settled down on the couch over there. If the pillow starts moving on their own, that's Oreo. She prefers to sleep there instead of her actual doggy bed. Okay, here you go. 2 scoops of vanilla bean. One for you and one for me. See, I told you home ice cream is tastier than restaurant ice cream. You're smiling because you know I'm right. Goodness, why did it take you a whole year to ask me out? Tonight was so much fun. You were shy? Really? I'm not exactly the most intimidating person at work, you know. In any case, I'm glad you asked me out. It means I finally have the chance to do this. Oh, yes. Hey, why are you pulling away? Do you not kiss on the first date or something? What do you mean you didn't expect this from me? Oh, I see. You thought I was innocent. That's so cute. What gave you that impression? Is it the sundresses I always wear? Or the fact that I never say curse words? I knew it. It's always the eyes. These little doe blue eyes of mine have gotten me out of trouble countless times since I was a girl. But don't let them fool you. I am not what people think I am. For example, I plan to do a lot more than just kiss on our first date. I'm not wearing this ponytail to look cute. I'm wearing it because I want you to have something to grab onto later. You've only known me for a year, and this is our first date. Sure, we were friends for a bit, but I think you'll find that there's a lot more to learn about me. Here, give me your hand. Let me show you something. Under my little sundresses, I never wear panties. And yes, that includes now. This is how wet I am. And it's all for you. Now come on. Let me show you how not innocent I can be. Oh, it's okay if you don't have a condom. To be frank, we wouldn't even use it if you did. Now, where were we? Oh yeah, we were just... Your lips are so soft. And they taste like French vanilla. Take off your pants. I want to see how the vanilla pairs with the taste of your, well, you know. Goodness. It's gorgeous. I can't believe you kept me waiting for over a year for this. Let's just start off with a couple of kisses. Are my lips a little cold? Sorry. Ice cream. But it seems like you enjoy my cold, soft little lips. You want me to put it in my mouth already? I don't think so. You kept me waiting for a year before asking me out, so you can wait just a little longer before I suck you off. I mean, maybe I should lick it just like a bit, just like ice cream. Wow. You're getting so much harder. I feel so powerful. Oh, you have a little bit of pre-cum at the tip there. I'll get that. Oh, is that a slight shiver? A shudder? Are you a bit sensitive right there? Only one way to find out, I guess. Oh, it was. And it seems to happen every time. Every time I put the tip of my mouth and swirl my tongue around you like that. Okay. I think you waited long enough. It's time for me to show you what I can really do.
I was right.
You really do pair well with the vanilla. You're still getting harder in my mouth. It tickles. I love hearing you moan as much as I love making you moan. But no cursing. I hate bad words. My mouth is still a little innocent in some ways, you know. Well. Oh, I'm getting even wetter. I don't know what it is, and sucking you off just turns me on so much. I'm just pulsing down there. I hope you don't mind if I touch myself a bit while you're in my mouth. Perfect. Let's just slip these pesky little straps off my shoulders. See? That's why I love sundresses. I can easily take them off while I blow you. So hot. You're so hot. I just need to take you as deep as you can go down my throat. Goodness. I love doing that so much. Look at me. Look into my little doe eyes while I deep throat you. I think it's time for the main event, don't you think? I'm absolutely soaked, and I need to just let out all this energy. Hey, what are you doing? Nah, you don't have to control tonight. You kept me waiting all year before you asked me out, before we could have fun like this. Tonight, I'm in charge. Stay on your back and lose the shirt. That's better. Now I can finally put you inside. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Oh, that's exactly what I needed. It's like you were made to fit perfectly inside me. I can feel you in all the right places. Yeah, just like that. Grab my hips. Get me as deep as you can. I want to feel your hands on my body. I want to feel you as deep inside me as possible. Hey, no cursing. You can moan, but no bad words. Not necessary. Shoot, I think I'm getting tighter around you. You're making me clench. How are you doing this to me? I need to balance myself. Okay, keep thrusting. I'm just gonna hold myself up to your chest for a moment. Yeah. Like that, exactly. Like that. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. I made you a promise earlier about my ponytail. That's a promise I intend to keep. Here, pull out for a sec. I want you to take me from behind. Be as rough as you. Oh, yes. Oh. Harder. Stop being so gentle. Don't treat me like this little doe that people think I am. Oh, goodness. I can feel you getting deeper. Oh, that's perfect. I can't believe I had to wait all years for this to happen. Oh, pull my hair. Oh, grab my hips. Do whatever. Oh, do whatever you need to do to get deeper. Yeah. Just like that. Right there. Right there. Oh, my goodness. I'm shaking. Oh, you feel so good. doing this. I never felt like this before. I don't want to say it. Oh, but I can't help it. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh my goodness. You just made me curse. Fuck. I can't believe you just made me do that. Hey, what do you do with your hands? I said to pull my hair, not rub my... Oh, shit. Please, I'm really, I'm so sensitive. You like that you made me curse, didn't you? You sly little... Okay. I think I'm gonna come soon. Don't stop rubbing my clit. Please don't stop. Please. Fuck. Come with me, okay? Okay. Yeah, you can come inside me. I want you to come inside me. Give me everything you got. I think our ice cream melted. No, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. I'm feeling pretty full right now, actually. But anyway, we need to talk. You're in trouble. Yeah, you are. You made me curse. I never say bad words. What do you have to say for yourself? Well, I'm sorry, but you need to be punished for making me break my own rules. Lay down. I'll show you how an innocent girl punishes guilty people like you. This is a fantasy post created for, by, and about adults by Vegetable Manager 45 and uploaded to Gone Wild Audio. I was in a bit of a script rut. I haven't done a script in a little bit more than I'd like to admit, because it's like having time to read them. I don't fit a lot of the mold in some of these script writers. When I'm not really, I'm like not a yander. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. A monster. Listen to my voice. I am girlfriend experience. I am, you know, mommy, a little bit of mommy. You mommy guys love that. Wife stuff. Like, you know, this is a mature professional voice. I'm a dirty whore, but still. The brand is the brand. Someone pointed out to me in a comment on one of my threads, I think it was today or yesterday, says, I don't see you a lot doing a lot of nipple play or ass play. And I realize that's true. I mean, there's some of that in the mommy scripts, but I think what he was implying was that in some of my more just like regular or dominance, or excuse me, or submissive scripts, that I don't really have that. And I think... in part, it's the script that I have chosen. But the other thing is, like, I don't really get a lot of that. And so, a little more nowadays. I had some lips locked on my nipple last night as I was being ridden hard. And that was nice. But it's not really, like, a normal thing, typically. Or even just, you know, yeah. I'm not really getting a ton of butt stuff. Did on a date recently, but it's not like totally on the menu very often unless I get them liquored up. That's fine. But yeah, so just interesting. If I see a script that fits everything else and has those things, I'm totally happy to do it. When I was recording previously, for those couple weeks last year, her brand was not, she wouldn't have done anal. And you know why? It's because I was still pretty innocent back then. And I've learned a lot in the last year. So I think that like makes sense, you know. I do this in part because that turns me on and it's kind of a way for me to express my sexuality and have a little fun while I come with an invisible person. So that's kind of fun. Yeah, so this script was given to me by a writer friend. He's like, hey, I had told him my conundrum. I was like, I feel like I'm in a rut. And he'll keep an eye out for me. And he sent me this one. And I thought it, you know, really kind of fit me. So I decided to record it. And this is another one where I did it without reading it first. I read the tags. And I always try to keep a dildo handy for like cock sucking and such. But beyond that, I just started recording. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta go get ice cream out of the fridge. So I like walk into the kitchen. Thankfully, I'm at a place where no one else is here and the kitchen is easily accessible. But if you like don't want to deluge me or whatever, but if you see something that screams vegetable manager to you, feel free to tag me in it or send it as a DM. Just note that I may or may not get to it. I think I was going back and forth with someone a couple weeks ago who is an author, and the work is interesting. It's just not my, I guess, not my thing. It's monsters and maybe a vampire. I could do a vampire. Just like, okay, same, but like with vampire teeth and blood? Possibly. I don't know. I'm willing to push the envelope, so I don't need to be, like, I don't know, kinky vanilla, if that makes any sense. But yeah, there's some things that just my voice wouldn't fit for, and that's fine. Just like some people's voices wouldn't fit some of the stuff I do. All right, so there's a couple notes on tonight's thing. As I record this, this is my it's the seventh, right? Yes, it's the 3-month anniversary of my doing audios on Gone Wild Audio. And so I'm going to, right after this, go to a post that I had written for having 2,500 followers, which is not quite there yet. It's like very close, within a you know, couple tens of it. And I'm going to select someone to give custom audio as like a little gift for saying thanks for listening and being on this journey with me. So stay tuned. Thanks for being here tonight, and I hope that you, came all over yourself. Talk to you later.